This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just a few weeks away, Umpqua Velo Club presenting their vineyard tour. Paul Withworth with the club coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So now, is this the first year or was it last year when you shifted over to October?
Actually, this will be the first year that we shift to October. The last several years, we've been doing Labor Day weekend, and with the fire and the smoke situation, it's been an issue for, I don't know, the last six, 7 years, and last year was a major scramble, and we switched to our start in Oakland last year, and we're going to continue kind of with that starting location this year.
Yeah, I remember last year, just based on one of the fires that was going on, you basically literally had to move the location, right?
We absolutely did. We were going to be starting at River Forks Park, but our roots went out into Umpqua, and we had the fire out there in that Umpqua area, and the base camp was out there. So the Friday before the Sunday, I got the call saying, hey, you guys probably should move your event. And so we scrambled, and we did pull it off.
Well, early October, traditionally on the Umpqua Valley weather cycle, still seems to look really good. And I know you've kind of timed it along with another local event going on, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started thinking last year, let's push this back. And I know we have good weather in October. And I thought, hey, look, if we go 1 month later, hey, we have this great Blocktoberfest happening downtown Roseburg, and we're trying to pull out-of-state people into our area, and why not showcase Roseburg as much as we can?
So it's not just one ride, though. It's a series of different events, right?
It is. Since we had it on Labor Day weekend, we tried to make it a whole weekend, and we're going to continue with that this time. So we have some social events and some other rides throughout the weekend, starting on Friday, October 4th, with some pizza out at Triple Oak Wine Vault in Oakland. We have a couple bike club rides that people can join in on Saturday. Sunday is our main event. That's, you know, people pay to come to that. We have rest stops with food and drinks and four different routes. And then on Monday, if people stick around, first thing Monday morning, we have a coffee ride starting from downtown Roseburg and doing just a nice little loop out in Dixonville.
Well, I know people that come here from out of the area really like the rural roads here, some of the scenery, and not much traffic.
Yeah, we always get that. People are shocked at how little traffic there are on the routes that we have, and especially coming in and out of Oakland last year and again this year, I think people will notice the lack of vehicles on the road, which is nice if you're cycling.
So how far away have some people come from for this event?
Well, we always get people from, you know, all the western states, basically, and I know for a fact, people that have signed up for this year, we've got a few from Southern California and all the way north Seattle area as well. So, and then, of course, all over Oregon. So we're trying to get people from out of the area to showcase Roseburg. And the city of Roseburg actually gave us a grant to for the tourism. And I guess our outreach is working because people are planning on coming.
So if people want to find out more now on the big day, how many different routes do you have on that Sunday?
On Sunday, we have four routes, and we have a 17-mile ride, a 38-mile ride, a metric century, and a full century of 100 miles.
And so different price levels to sign up for those, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference in the prices, basically due to how many rest stops we have on each route. Like, for example, the 100-mile ride has five rest stops. So, and, of course, the 17 has one rest stop. So you're paying kind of for the food.
And how do people get signed up?
Well, our website is thevineyardtour.com. All the information is on there, the routes, the maps, and buttons to click to register.
Wow, easy to do. You know, it's been a few years since I've done long rides, but, you know, the first time I did a 100-mile ride, I think I was about 14, and I was riding a bike that they just laughed at me. But I was in good shape, and I pulled it off. But, you know, there's something really cool about those really, really long rides that it's kind of hard to describe until you've done one.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a person that believes in challenging themselves and, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and feeling a sense of accomplishment when you complete something. And maybe 100 miles is a goal for somebody. If you're a newer rider, maybe even the 17-mile ride is a good goal for a beginner.
Yeah, and then you have people that do the Seattle to Portland in one day. Talk about a challenge.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know Seattle to Portland, that's about a 200-mile ride. And, yeah, some people do that all in one go, and some people do it in 2 days. Either way, it's quite a big ride.
So whether you want a short ride or a longer one or something in between, a lot of different options there. Talk more about the Umpqua Velo Club, because you do this event, but you're doing things throughout the year.
Yes, the cycling club locally is called the Umpqua Velo Club. It's been around since 1978. And yes, the money that we get from doing this vineyard tour, we try to put back into the community. And over the last 2 or 3 years, we've put a lot of money into Cooper Creek out in Sutherland to provide a place for the local middle school, high school mountain bike team to practice. And of course, it's a great trail for people to walk, run, and just enjoy out there. We've got mile markers out there. We've got a bunch of signage out there so people can see what we have out there. You should go check it out.
All right. And again, what's the dates for the Vineyard Tour?
Well, the Vineyard Tour is going to be on Sunday, October 6th, and of course, the full weekend, the 4th through the 7th.
All right. And the website again?
TheVineyardTour.com. And hey, we want local people to come join us as much as the out-of-state people.
Now, what about volunteers? Can you use people to help out with the event?
Yes, we always could use some volunteers. And fortunately, we have a good sponsor in Cascade Community Credit Union. And I know some of their employees are going to be coming out and helping man one of our rest stops. And the wonderful student athletes at UCC are going to be coming out and helping us as well. But if you want to volunteer, you can also look at thevineyardtour.com and find my contact information and come and help out.
All right. Paul Whitworth from the Umpqua Velo Club, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me this morning. Hopefully, maybe we'll see you out there.
All right. 8:38 at the Morning Report.